New Hampshire Public Library holds drag queen event for infants, toddlers, children, and teens. By Hannah Knudsen on July 20, 2026. The Keene Public Library in Keene, New Hampshire opted to hold drag event for children, including infants and toddlers, advertising performers from a group who also tout performers specializing in boobies, leather, sparkle and naughty queer magic. The far-left town's library advertised the event as Wigs and Wiggles, and it took place over the weekend, aka a drag queen story hour featuring members of the drag group Monarchs of Mayhem. Drag is a fun, sparkly, inclusive art form that is for everyone. Keene's library states in the advertisement for the event. It features outrageous costumes, makeup, and wigs. The Monarchs of Mayhem present a unique show combining story time with full drag performances and interactive play with music, dancing, lip-syncing, and more. The event description reads, advertising the event for children. More specifically, Keene Library identifies the target audience as infants, toddlers, preschoolers, early elementary-aged children, tweens, and teens. Bring your littles out for story time, wiggles, and performances. The drag troupe said on its Instagram page advertising the event. In another post, one of the drag performers at the children's event, Miss Ginger Solis, said he hopes to do more of these in the future because what? Reading is fundamental. A further look at the Monarchs of Mayhem Instagram page shows an advertisement for merch like a pink tank top reading, Make America Gay Again. The group also features performer spotlights, one titled King of the Night which showcases a photo of a man in red lingerie sticking his butt out. Will his ass get a fast pass into your lap? The group asks, adding, let the heathens roll in as we resurrect a former broken king to his new version, with boobies, leather, sparkle, and a whole lot of naughty queer magic. Another performer spotlight features an individual they describe as the good bad girl boy of burlesque who is a certified queer freak. A brief look at their 2026 schedule, which included drag queen story hour for children at the Keene Public Library, includes events titled, It's Natural, Naughty Nature Show, Sex Education, Anti-Capitalist Celebration, and Naughty Night Market. Breitbart News reached out to the Keene Public Library and the listed organizer regarding the Wigs and Wiggles event, asking for the purpose, benefit, or stated goal of exposing children to flamboyant men pretending to be women. Breitbart News also asked the Keene Library and organizer if they view this exposure. Drag queens who advertise shirts reading, Make America Gay Again on their social media, as a fundamental cornerstone for the development of children. Breitbart News also asked them to explain the benefit of exposing infants and toddlers to performers who describe themselves as certified queer freaks and inquired what these performers, who advertise shows and specialties in naughty queer magic, have to offer children, specifically. At the time of this writing, we received no response. There has been national and global pushback over the years against grooming of children in this way. Parents have banded together in protest, resulting in the cancellation of many of these events nationwide. In Florida, legislators have worked with Governor Ron DeSantis, R., to protect children from drag shows. One in 2024 caught special attention, featuring a sketch from Scrudolph the Red-Nippled Reindeer. At the time, nothing on the flyer indicated that children should not attend the event. Others who attended the show elsewhere said they witnessed children at the event, which featured tits in a box, simulated sex acts, and explicit story time. President Trump has taken action on these issues and has made his position very clear. His takeover of the federally funded Kennedy Center, for instance, made waves as he promised to rid the organization of woke activism, including drag queen performances aimed at minors.